It's the Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis. Property tax raising school levy increases wouldn't be needed under a plan proposed by Republican State Senator John Braun.
There are school districts out there that have difficulties, and without getting into a debate about why they have those difficulties, we should recognize them and try to provide a solution from the state level rather than the proposals out there to raise the local levy rates. And so what this bill does is simply, first of all, it fixes what we call a donut hole in special education by funding the gap between the funding for every special education child and the hold harmless that the state maintains. So that there's a kind of a no man's land where no state funding is provided, and we need to fill that gap to make sure that we're fully funding special education for our children. It also addresses the 13.5% limit for small schools, which are the ones that typically sometimes run over that 13.5 limit just because they have small populations and a small change in their student demographics can drive them over, and we want to make sure we're doing our part in funding special education. More broadly, the bill drives money out to our large schools, those greater than 20,000 students, and our small schools below 1,000 students. These are the ones that, as we look at the model we put in place in 2017, that are coming up a little bit short. And again, I think there's some different causes for those, some of them local, some of them state, but really doesn't matter at this point. We have to wrap up our business here, and I think to get it wrapped up, we have to provide a solution, and this is a solution that we can do and we can fund within the state budget. We have the resources to do it, in my belief, and that we should do it. We should absolutely say, hey, if we have a problem with K-12 education in our state, it's the state's responsibility to step up and fix that problem.
So you believe some of your fellow legislators are concerned about money problems at several school districts, so they're being forced to consider hiking the amount districts can collect from property taxes, even though that's not necessarily what they want to do.
Yeah, I think that, I can't speak for anybody else. It's my sense that there are legislators from the Seattle area or the Tacoma area that feel like their school districts are having difficulties. Again, not laying blame where what caused those difficulties, but they just recognize the political reality that they're having trouble and they need a solution. And I'm just saying this is a very reasonable state-funded solution that doesn't require an increase in local levies. And I think it deserves serious consideration before we finish up here.
Talking with Centralia Republican Senator John Braun. Earlier you said your solution provides more money to schools without upping taxes. So where does the money come from?
And I believe we have the resources to do this. Fundamentally, we started the session in good shape with a balanced budget and about $500 million in unrestricted reserves. By the time we got around to finalizing budgets, that number had grown to upwards of $4 billion. If you look at the Senate budget, they spent nearly $4 billion before they considered the use of a additional tax dollars. For me, I think within $4 billion, we could absolutely prioritize schools and find the money to pay that bill. Additionally, I think that we should be looking at reforms and improvements to the health insurance for our teachers and classified employees. I think the way that has worked itself out has resulted in a situation that is both expensive for both the state and the districts, and are also contributing to the talks about layoffs. So we have an opportunity to reform that system, fully fund health insurance for our teachers at the state rate, at the what's called the public employees benefit rate, and reduce our overall costs. So I think we should do that, reduce our costs, provide the right level of healthcare spending, and doing so reduces the cost for the districts as well. So this is a win-win situation. We should absolutely be thinking about improving the healthcare system for our schools and using that money to fix these other shortfalls.
Find us online at wastateledge.org. Follow us on YouTube and Twitter at WashingtonSRC and on Facebook at Washington Republican Senate Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis. This is the Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus.